Hi, beautiful, and welcome to the Neo Self-Care Podcast, the oasis of self-love in your week. I'm your host, Vashti Maya, here to sprinkle some authentic gems on your self-care journey. No matter where you are in your journey, this podcast is your weekly reminder and your gentle nudge to grow into the radiant being that you're meant to be. So I invite you to grab your favorite drink, kick back, relax, and let's dive into the world of unapologetic self-love. Welcome back to another episode of Neo Self-Care. I am your host, Vashti Maya, and I am so grateful that you guys are here today. So before anything, I do want to take the time out to say, I know you've noticed, I've seen the messages, I've definitely noticed that you noticed that I have not been here, and that is actually the inspiration for today's episode. There's really no excuse. I can't even think of an excuse. There's really no excuse for why I have not been here with these episodes, besides the fact that you just have to sometimes know when it's time to step away, know when it's time to take a break. And that's kind of just what happened, you know? So let's just dive right into it. Today's episode, we're going to really be talking about releasing. And when I say releasing, it's not just, you know, letting go of something and then going on with your life. That's not the act of releasing. What I've realized since my hiatus is that sometimes, you know, the divine, God, universe, whatever you identify with, knocks on the door, you open it, and it's like, come on, let's go for a little bit. And sometimes you don't know where you're going, but you kind of trust that it's right for you to go. And so you go and you leave and you go on this massive journey that maybe feels like it's only been like 5 minutes, but really it's been like years or months or whatever, because that is where you were supposed to go to get the education or skills or whatever for your next step or your next journey in life. And that is kind of what happens to me, okay? So, yeah. Anyways, so through my hiatus, I definitely feel like there was like a lot of change that was happening for me. Definitely a lot of change. It was like a different type of metamorphosis is what I felt, which was really interesting, you know, because I kind of felt like something was going on. Like, I know, you know, sometimes before something happens, we have like this intuitive feeling that something's about to happen and you don't really know what it is, where it's coming from, how it's going to be. You don't know anything. You just know that there's something coming and you can't quite put your finger on it. You can't quite figure out what it is. And that's kind of how it worked out for me. I just had this inner knowing that there was a shift coming. Wasn't sure which direction it was coming from, but I was ready for it. I was looking in all directions, ready for it. And I remember I went to the store, and when I was at the store, I saw like these butterflies. And for me, butterflies represent change, right? Because we all know about the little caterpillar who goes into the chrysalis and then comes out being a butterfly, or goes into the cocoon and comes out being a butterfly or whatever, right? So I was like noticing like these butterflies. They were like little stickers, but they were like 3D stickers. And for some reason, I happened to buy like 5 packs of them, okay? Now, you guys know that I'm like really big on astrology and numerology, colorology, all of that, right? So I was like, I have 5 packs of stickers. You know, 5 represents change, and then they're also butterflies, which is more change, right? So I had them. I just felt called to grab them because I felt like something was coming. Couldn't really tell what it was. So when I got home, I put them all over, like, my front door and inside of my home, like, in an ascending pattern. Not really thinking much of it, but little did I know that like initiated the change that was flowing into my life. And then after that, it just happened. It just happened. It was like a massive shift and change that took me out for a few months, you know? Now I think about it. I feel like it's actually been like 5 months since I've been away. I don't know. I forget when the last episode was, but I'm here now. But during this shift and change, then it really like opened my eyes to other things that I may not have fully recognized or noticed. And that's what I want to talk about today, okay? So death and rebirth. A lot of time when people talk about like death, we think about, you know, like the physical, like someone passing away, not coming back, things of that nature. But there's the mental death, there's spiritual death, and those are the most profound, I feel. Because while you're still living, you're dying and being reborn again, almost like a phoenix, right? And sometimes this can be done intentionally. Like you do it to yourself, you know, there's something you got to change, you know, like whether it's like weight loss and you're like, you know what, this person who I am right now can no longer thrive, can no longer live. I need to put her into to her or him or whatever and come out being somebody new. Or it could be done unintentionally where you're just minding your own business and then, you know, maybe you're with a group of friends and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, I have nothing in common with these people anymore. Like, I feel like there's more that I should be tapping into. I feel like there's more for me. Or, you know, someone does something to you that makes you shift. So it can be done both ways. But either way, when it comes, embrace it. When it comes, embrace it. Period. You cannot... I mean, you can, but do you really want to? You cannot get to the next level in life or get to the place that you really feel like you deserve to be while holding on to old energies, old situations, old memories, things of that nature. Like I said, you can, but do you really want to? If you were a type of person who knows that where you are right now in life is not where you want to end up in life, where you are right now in life is not, you know, like the thing that makes you excited every time you wake up in the morning, then you have to be okay and be expecting death and rebirth. You have to be. Because if not, you stay complacent and you stay in the same path. If you're not open to change, what happens? You remain the same. I know you guys probably seen like, well, I hope you guys have seen like that little, there's like a meme that's, or I think it's a meme that's going around like on social media, and it's like a person who has like a whole bunch of flowers on their head and someone's like, you changed. And then the other person still looks the same and they're like, in, I think it says like, and you didn't, or you stayed the same or something like that. So, you know, like people often will be like, oh, you switched up, oh, you're brand new, oh, you're this. And it's like, what else am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to stay the same? Am I supposed to stay the same, getting the same results? No, you have to embrace change. You have to embrace difficulties. You have to embrace parts of yourself that you may have forgotten, parts of yourself that you may, you know, push down. You have to embrace the change. Embrace the change. You have to. Okay. Now, if you are a person who finds it hard or finds it difficult to get out of your ways, start small. Just start small. Notice. The best thing you can do for yourself is notice yourself. That is the absolute best thing. I tell my kids all the time, self-awareness is important. Do not lack self-awareness. They probably get tired of how many times I talk about self-awareness, whether it's with them, whether it's with myself, whether it's with anybody else. Being aware of the self is important. It's very, very, very important. Because when you are aware of yourself, you're aware of the things that hold you down. You are aware of the things that build you up. You're aware of your strengths. You are aware of your weaknesses. You are aware of your surroundings because you are aware of self, right? I mean, we can definitely go a little deeper into it and make it more spiritual based where, you know, self-awareness. Every time you talk about the self, I think about L, right? Because that's what's in the middle. You take away the S and the F and there's the L. And in Hebrew, L is God, right? So God awareness, being aware of the God inside of you. Therefore, not allowing yourself to, you know, emulate anything other than greatness. But that's a little deep. That's a little deep. We won't get into it. But being self-aware is like a, I would say one of the four cornerstones of initiating change. Because you are able to identify the things that need to change. You are able to identify the things that's needed to get from point A to point B, or at least point A to point A and a half, right? So be aware of yourself, be aware of your actions, accountability. Accountability is very important, because if you do not hold yourself accountable to the actions or things that you're doing, saying, being, then you're not going to change either. So that would be the second cornerstone of embracing change and allowing, you know, the rebirth cycle to come in. Being self-aware, holding yourself accountable. Willpower, I would say that's the third of the four cornerstones. Willpower, because just because you see something, just because you are aware of something, doesn't mean that you have the strength to actually change those habits or shift those habits. But when you are able to have this of willpower, then you know that regardless of how tough it may be, you're going to succeed. You're going to do it. You're going to make it happen. You're going to initiate that change, period. Right? So let's take it to the top. We have self-awareness, super important. We have accountability, extremely important. We have willpower, which is as equal to both of them as being important. And then I would say for the fourth one, action. And not just action, but affirmative action will be the fourth, I would say. Because now that you are aware and you're taking accountability, you're owning up to something, and you're getting your mind right to initiate it, now you go and do it. Right? Because you can prepare, but if you don't ever push that green button, that go button, if you don't ever put that action into it, you're just sitting in this, you know, this state of just preparation. Kind of reminds me of, I don't know if you guys are anime watchers out there, but it kind of reminds me on Dragon Ball Super, where, or was it Dragon Ball Z? I think it was Dragon Ball Z. But the Dragon Ball series, where they used to go into the, what was that chamber called? Hyperbaric chamber? I think it was called hyperbaric. The hyperbaric chamber, and they would be there for a while, right? Just preparing. While that was amazing, right? It wasn't until they finally pressed the go button or felt like, okay, I have built my willpower to get in this training and do what I need to do, no matter how hard it may have been. And now it's go time. You know, when they felt like it was go time, they pressed the go button. They didn't just hide out there. They didn't just stay there, let too much time go by. I mean, it was a while, but not too much, just enough. And then they went out. And I think that was for the, what, fight Majin Buu, I think. But I digress. Either way, action. Self-awareness, accountability, willpower, and action. If you can find yourself to get started in that sequence, then you initiate that change. Even if you get thrown into the death cycle, in order to be rebirthed, you have to be self-aware, aware of what's happening, aware of the circumstances you have found yourself in. Even if you didn't do it yourself, hold yourself accountable for perhaps why you were forced into this situation. Were there other times that you could have been gracefully put in a situation and you declined? Maybe not, maybe so. But hold yourself accountable for why you had to go through here. Were you being the same type of person and you just had to get spiritually slapped to like get your mind in order? Take accountability. Willpower, now that you are in the situation, are you going to cry about it or are you going to find your way out of the situation? Are you going to look at the bigger picture? Are you going to hold yourself back from progressing because you're mad that you're in that position in the first place? Action. What steps are you going to take to remove yourself out of that situation into a better situation? And not backwards. Can't go, never can go backwards. You can't go backwards. You can only go forward. But that's why willpower is so important, you know? But then the action to trigger that rebirth inside of you and to really allow for something better, something greater, something powerful, right? And I feel like that a lot of the time people are like, well, I don't know when this is going to end. I don't know why this is happening to me. I don't know how long it has to go. And it's like all you're doing is like fueling the fire, right? Like what you think about, you bring about. And so if you're thinking about like, why is this happening to me? Why is my life like this? Why can't I just do that? Why? You already know inside why you can't do it, because you keep talking about you not doing it. And I know for some people, they're like, that's not true, Vashti. And I get it. I too used to be pessimistic. And you know, I'm a Capricorn moon, so sometimes I'm a little like, but it's very true. It's very true. It's very true. It's very true. Some things change overnight. Some things take a little bit more time. But you got to keep pushing through it, and you have to go through the change anyway. Death is a beautiful thing because it's transformation. Either way. It's a beautiful thing because it's transformation, and it allows you to be rebirthed, because that's what happens when you transform. You shed an old part of yourself. You shed an old cycle of yourself. You shed an old situation, something that you were put in order to bring about something new. So I do encourage you to ask yourself, what things do you need to get rid of? What things you need to kill off? What things you need to let go of? What things you need to heal? What things you need to fix? What things you need to change? Rather, it's a person, place, or thing. And it's not always about, you know, oh, I gotta let go of this person or they're toxic. Look in the mirror and ask yourself if you're the toxic one. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you the reason? Because if there's five people saying something about you, and you're the only person saying that's not true, and there are five different people who don't even talk to each other, maybe it's time for you to take accountability. Maybe it's time for you to become self-aware. Story time. So, you know, they say like some people are stuck in their ways, especially the older they get, the more stuck in their ways they are, which is very unfortunate, you know, because with growth should come wisdom. And I don't only say age, because I think that age is such, just like time is just like a human constraint, and it really doesn't matter. That's why after you turn a certain age, you forget how old you are, because age is whatever, right? Once you hit a certain number. But they say like, oh, this person's 70 something years old and they're still doing this, they're not ever going to change, they're stuck in their ways now. This person's 50 something years old, oh, they're never going to change, they're stuck in their ways now. And I don't necessarily feel like that's true. I feel like that there are people who are 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old who decide to take on something different and do something different, take on different ideas. It all depends on if they have those four cornerstones or not. Accountability. Self-awareness. Accountability, willpower, inaction. If they don't have that, they're not going to shift. You can be stuck in your ways being 13 years old, 18 years old. How many times have you heard like someone say, oh, you've been this way since she was a child. Oh, they've been this way since they was a child. And they're only like 20 something years old, still stuck in their ways. How many people have you gone to school with? Middle school, high school, let's talk about high school. How many people have you gone to high school with who was one way in high school, and then maybe after college or whatever, maybe you went to college, maybe you graduated, maybe you found a career, and they're doing the same thing that they were doing back when they were in high school. You know, so you don't have to be extremely older to be stuck in your ways. That can start at a young age. I also feel like, well, no, it's that story time. So there's somebody I know, and such a lovely person. They really are. They're a very lovely person. And it's interesting because this person has always been the same. There was a minor shift, But then they reverted back to how they were. And it's very interesting because they will say things like, they blame everybody else. They blame everybody else and they say, you know, they give them to like this victim mindset. And they're like, this person's doing this to me. I just did this. And they're just, you know, they're like this. They're disrespectful. They're mean. They're rude. They're blah, 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 blah. Never taking accountability. Now, the self-awareness is partially there. Because this person is so intelligent that there's no way they have no self-awareness. What they lack is accountability, which is why the cornerstones have to work together. It has to be a together thing, because you can be self-aware. I know that I'm an asshole. I know that I'm being rude. I know that, you know, I'm still stuck in my ways. But I'm not going to take accountability for it. I'm going to blame other people. And that's exactly what they do. They victimize themselves and they blame other people, taking zero accountability for perhaps why someone treats them that way, why someone doesn't want to be around them, why someone, you know, anything down that nature. They always blame. They never take accountability. And then they don't have the willpower to be honest. It works hand in hand. You can't be accountable. You can't hold yourself accountable and not have the willpower for honesty. It just doesn't work. And so, still to this day, you know, this person's, you know, in their double 5 years or whatever, and they're still the same way. They still talk as if other people were to blame, or they're just like, oh, let's just bury the past, not fixing the situation. And then sometimes you don't have, you know, I know people like the idea of closure, but you can provide yourself with closure. And if this particular person, while I believe that, you know, yeah, sometimes you can just be like, all right, look, let's just start fresh, clear everything off the table, let's be new, let's do this a different way. And then they're still exactly how they were years ago. So then it takes everything off the table when it goes back, because they're repeating the same habits. They're repeating the same cycles of victimization, not being accountable, not showing willpower, and then taking the wrong steps, taking the wrong actions, you know? And you don't want to be like that, because you just, I don't know. Sometimes I just find it, sometimes it's like a gift and a curse to be able to see beyond what you can see. Because you want to just be like, look, take some accountability. Look, go through the transformation. Look, come out strong on the other side. You know, like push that domino. You know the domino effect? Like push that domino. Push your own domino. You know, like, and it sucks sometimes. But anyways, what I'm getting to is embrace the change. Embrace the change. Embrace the rebirth, because I don't think too many people talk about the other side, you know? Like, if you are a person who has, like, went on a weight loss journey, right? Let's say you've been big all your life, or maybe you weren't, but then you did, and so you've been big for a hefty amount of time, and you finally decided to eat healthy, work out, change up your lifestyle completely. And then you get to your goal body, your goal weight, whatever. Doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it feel amazing? Isn't that worth going through the transformation? Isn't that worth going through the rebirth cycle? You're being birthed into a brand new person. Brand new person. It's kind of just like if you haven't been doing absolutely nothing with your life, and then you finally say, you know what? I think I'm going to go to college. I think I'm going to graduate. And I think I'm going to go be this. And you actually initiate that process. Doesn't it feel amazing when you're walking across the stage for graduation knowing that you did it? Doesn't it feel amazing when you're, you know, getting that career that you really wanted, that pays well, that feels good, great environment? Doesn't that feel amazing versus where you've been? Doesn't it? You have to initiate certain things in your life to get to where you want to be. And it's important when you get there to not hold on to not hold on by invisible threads. And when I say that, this is what I mean. I talk about weight loss a lot because I think it's the most, like, to understand. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like that it's easy for someone to imagine that. Or, like, health in general is easier to imagine. But let me tell you what I mean when I say invisible threats. So, me, I'm a person, you guys know I like to be real. I'm a person who will go on a health journey, reach my health goals, and then, like, a year later, have to go on a health journey again, reach my goals, and then, like, 2 years later, have to go on a journey and reach my goals again because I go back and forth. I get smaller, then I get big, and then I get smaller, then I get big. And I had to really hold myself accountable. I had to become self-aware that I can get to a certain size, shape, whatever, when I want to. But I also had to hold myself accountable knowing that I also sabotage myself and go back to old patterns after I become complacent. And then I also had to realize that I lack the willpower to hold on to this new life because I'm still holding on to invisible threats. And although actions taking, it's the negative actions which end up taking me right back to where I started in the first place. So when you decide to fulfill the change, when you decide to go through that transformative period, you have to cut all ties from the former self. There are attributes that you can take with you, of course, but you have to cut ties to your former self that's holding you back, that's pulling you back on that side once you get to the new side. Because if you haven't noticed, when you revert back, you don't ever bring the good with you. You don't. Like, you have to go through a transformative cycle again. It can't come with you, because if it could come with you, you wouldn't be reverting back, you see? Like, you would really take on that new being, that new person directly. Directly, okay? So it's important to go through the rebirth cycle and be completely new. Completely new. And completely you. You can hold on to who you were if there's, like, positive things that will also benefit you in your new cycle. But you cannot step into paradise with the same heavy, depressed, rotten, negative spiritual body that you had. It just doesn't work. Darkness cannot live in light. Right? So you have to be willing to extremely cut ties. You have to cut ties. You have to cut ties. Take accountability. Become self-aware. Have the willpower to establish the action to cut those ties so that you can truly be different and you can truly be whoever it is that you're meant to be. Do whatever it is that you're meant to do. That transformative cycle is extremely, extremely, extremely important. So don't hold yourself back on that one, okay? And like I said, the person who's waiting on the other side, the person you become after the cycle, that's the person that's important. That's the person that you nurture. That's the version of you that you hold on to if you need an image in your head to do the things. You know, people say, you gotta have a strong enough why. What is your reason? And I'm not knocking people whose reason is other people. That's, you know, that's great. But when your reason is yourself, you're going to do it. A lot of people say, oh, I'm doing this because of my kids, or my family, my husband, my wife, my mother, my father, whatever, my friend, whatever. While that's going to give you something, it's nothing compared to doing something for yourself. Because that's self-love. And this is neo-self-love. You see what I mean? Neo-self-care, neo-self-love. But it's self-love. And that is a strong form of self-care. And just like I said in the very first episode, if you do not take care of yourself, you cannot take care of other people. It just doesn't work. If you are doing for other people, if you're not being the best version of yourself, what version do you think you're giving them? Because you can only give them who you are. But if you spend zero time taking care of who you are, then who are you truly giving to these people that you care about, that you love? You have to come first. If he says, oh, God comes first, you are God. Psalms 82:6, people, we are God. We come first at all times, because that's the only way that we're going to be able to do for other people. That is the only way that we're going to be able to do for ourselves. Putting ourselves first, and not in a selfish way. Putting ourselves first, initiating certain changes that need to be brought up, and executing those changes. Having the self-awareness, having the accountability, having the willpower, and having the action. That's it. That's it. That's like the secret little recipe. That's it. That's all you have. That's all you need, really. You don't need too many other things. I don't believe so anyway. So welcome change when it comes in. Welcome change when it flows in. Welcome change when you think about it. Even if you don't see it coming, but you have that option to do something different, just do it. You know, I live in New Jersey now. Never thought that would happen, but I live in New Jersey. And the way it happened is by accepting the change. It did not have to happen. I knew I had a dream that we were packing, getting ready to go to New Jersey. And I was like, this is different, you know? And then the opportunity came to my husband to, you know, get a job out here with the military. And we took it. We did it. And that was a big change. That was a big shift. But it was also necessary, you know, because it's almost like a spiritual chessboard where your higher self and the divine universe, whatever, is playing a game of chess, and you're just moving pieces. You're moving pieces. It's like a consistent game of chess. You're moving pieces way up there above, somewhere in the ethereal energy. You're moving pieces. And lo and behold, I think some of the best things happened since I've been out here. So even if it seems, you know, scary, even if it feels a little timid, like, embrace the change. Go into the unknown. Flow into the unknown. Because sometimes taking that risk, sometimes taking a risk and flowing into what you don't know allows you to see things that you never imagined you would see. It allows you to become things you never imagined you could be. And sometimes that's what you need to do. Not all the time, but sometimes that's what you need to do. And the thing is, someone can't tell you if you should go in a certain direction or not. Someone can't tell you, I think you should probably skip out on that transformation. I think you should probably skip out on that rebirth cycle. Someone cannot tell you that because it's up to you. It's all you. It's all your choice. Which is a beautiful thing, right? Because the change is not for them. It's for you. I know people who've missed out on things because they listen to people. I know people who gain great things because they listen to people. I know people who gain great things because they listen to themselves. I know people who missed out on things because they didn't listen to themselves. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like your journey is your journey. And while it's good to ask people for advice, while it's good to, you know, ask somebody, you think I should do this? You think I need to do this? Or hearing people who say, oh, don't do that because da 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 da. It's not their journey. It's not their journey. It's your journey. And only you can decide. Only you can decide. And a decision comes from self-awareness and accountability. And if it aligns, then allow it to align. And if it doesn't, then, you know, respectfully decline. But it's your choice. And it's very important to not stay the same. Regardless of what goes on in your life, never stay the same. Never stay the same. And I'm not saying switch up and be two-faced and stuff. I think you guys can understand a bit deeper that that's not what I'm talking about. But never stay the same. If you were exactly the same that you were a year ago, something's wrong. If you are exactly the same that you were 6 months ago, something is wrong. If you were exactly the same that you were 3 months ago, something is wrong. There's a reason why the world works in seasons. Each season are 3 months long. Winter, spring, summer, autumn. You should be switching with the seasons. You should be switching with the seasons. That's my philosophy. You should be switching with the seasons. Each season is literally for us. There's a season for one thing. There's a season for another thing. There's a season for another thing. And there's a season for another thing. Flow with the seasons. If you are the same, something's wrong. So if you need to take that pause, take that pause. If you're being called to isolate, isolate. If you're being called to look up something, look it up. If you're being called to go in a different direction, go explore it. Unapologetically. Always. Unapologetically. So that is what I wanted to talk to you guys about today. That is our episode for today. We will get back with the normal episodes coming out on every single Tuesday because Tuesdays are awesome. I appreciate you guys so much for being here with me, supporting the podcast, supporting me. I do appreciate it greatly, greatly, greatly. And I hope that you were able to take this gem with you today and go out and make some changes. Go out and embrace some changes. And if you're listening to this, I guarantee you it's because some wonderful change is gonna come in your life. That's just how things work out. And this is just a preparation of how to prepare for it. You know what I mean? It's just a little bit for how to prepare for what's about to come in your life right now. But I hope you heard this at the right time. I hope that you take heed to the four cornerstones: self-awareness, accountability, willpower, and action. And I will catch you guys next week. I love you guys so much. Take care and have a fantastic rest of your summer and week. Catch you guys next week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You know I like to keep it real and authentic with y'all because that's how true change comes about. Thank you so much for the love. And remember to share this episode and other episodes with a friend who may need to hear this. Stay you. Stay Neo. See you next time.